It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, there's been a lot of debate over free trade agreements in the presidential race. Our guest talks about the impact those kinds of agreements have on Wisconsin.
First, the Democratic National Convention kicked off last night, and like the GOP convention last week, one of the big topics of conversation has been party unity.
With the Republicans, it was about convincing party delegates to rally behind Donald Trump, who is a dark horse at the beginning of the campaign, but who rallied major support nationwide. He officially received the party's nomination last week.
And among the Democrats, while Hillary Clinton was widely seen as a shoo-in for the nomination at the beginning of the campaign, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders garnered a groundswell of support and still has the support of many voters.
Now Sanders is calling on his supporters to coalesce behind Clinton, but many are still feeling burned by the party's handling of the campaign and hacked emails released on the eve of the convention.
Joining us now to talk about where the party stands now is Claire Foran. She's an associate editor at The Atlantic and has been covering the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia as part of The Atlantic's politics and policy team. Claire, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
The theme of this convention is supposed to be unity. And Claire, does what you've seen so far look like unity to you, or even the beginning of unity?
Well, I think the convention is certainly got off to a rocky start last night. If you are sort of thinking conventions are kind of designed to be sort of these choreographed, stage-managed shows of unity, but instead what we saw last night was Bernie Sanders supporters were actually booing a lot of the speakers at the convention. At one point, it wasn't consistent throughout the entire evening, but a lot of it was sort of booing anytime Hillary Clinton's name was mentioned for various points during the evening. And there was even boos when Sanders himself spoke and basically, you know, was making the case for Hillary Clinton. So it was certainly very tense and also in some ways kind of an embarrassing spectacle for party leaders who wanted to put up a show of unity.
So Clinton now obviously has the delegates to claim the nomination. It seems as though that some of Bernie Sanders' diehard supporters still seem to be hoping for a different scenario, a different outcome. And Bernie Sanders spoke, as you said, last night. Here's a clip.
We need leadership which brings our people together and makes us stronger. Not leadership which insults Latinos and Mexicans, insults Muslims and women, African Americans and veterans, and seeks to divide us up. By these measures, any objective observer will conclude that based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
And Claire, you can hear in that clip that at times Sanders having trouble finishing his thoughts. The response from the crowd is so loud. What was it like being there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, one thing I was watching for and a big question was the extent that people would boo, because I was also earlier in the day, Bernie Sanders met with all of his delegates. This was at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in downtown Philadelphia, and it was inside this ballroom, and that's when he said to them directly, we need to elect Hillary Clinton, and it was an ugly scene. There was just really loud boos, and he wasn't able to, he had to sort of pause and was kind of interrupted by how angry the crowd was. And so I was looking for the speech last night to see basically how intense the booing would be. And I will say it was less than I had seen earlier in the afternoon. But for example, you know, that moment, that clip that you played, there was, when he was saying we need a leader who doesn't divide, you know, the crowd was chanting Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. I mean, they're hearing those words and they're still thinking they want Bernie Sanders to be that leader for them. When he eventually got around to saying Clinton, there were a lot of cheers, you know, and I think the Hillary Clinton supporters, they know that the spotlight's on them and they're going to make a lot of noise for their candidate, too. But there's certainly a lot of boos as well.
Now, most of America who's watching is not, they're watching in the evening. They're not seeing what's happening during the day. Are you hearing or seeing anything during the day that isn't on primetime TV to indicate that Sanders is still at all entertaining any kind of a struggle with Clinton?
Well, I think that, You know, I think that Sanders, at least publicly, has made his peace. He's at this point, you know, he's told his delegates that he wants them to support Clinton. He made the case last night, and there was even reports that the Sanders campaign team was working together with the Clinton campaign team to try to make sure that there weren't any sort of protests on the floor. And Sanders, last night, before he took the stage, he sent a personal message to his delegates that said, please, I'm asking as a personal courtesy, not for there not to be any protests. But what I think is interesting that maybe hasn't been covered so much is that a lot of there are some delegates that, you know, if Sanders says don't protest, they're going to listen to him. But there's other delegates who sort of say, you know, look, we might be here for Sanders, but we're really here for the people that voted for him, and they're going to want us to fight against Clinton because that's why they voted us to be his delegates. And so even if he says no protests, we don't care. And I've talked to people who are Sanders delegates who say, we don't care if he says no protests. We still want to protest, and we're going to.
We're talking with Claire Foran right now, associate editor at The Atlantic. She's covering the Democratic National Convention, and she's joining us to talk about whether the Democratic Party will unify at the convention this week in Philadelphia. And Claire, it sounds as though what you heard last night, you said the boos were not quite as intense as you'd anticipated, and we've got day two of the convention unfolding today. So based on what you're seeing today, are you getting the sense that maybe sentiment is tapering among people who are still wanting to continue rallying to Bernie Sanders? Or do you think this is going to be an issue throughout the convention?
Well, so I think that when Bernie Sanders last night, when he sent out the message to delegates saying, please don't protest, I certainly do think that that probably took sort of the wind out of the sails for some delegates. And I was at a press conference this morning, and it was sort of this informal group of people who are their delegates themselves, and they're working to take the pulse of the rest of the Bernie delegates about whether or not there should be protests. And today they sort of said, you know, we don't know, we're not sure. And they wouldn't, basically they wouldn't commit to saying that there's going to be some disruption. And to me, that seemed like it wasn't that, you know, it sort of seemed like they're hesitant to kind of say, you know, we really want to be disruptive in light of the fact that Bernie said, you know, please don't protest. But that said, one thing to look for tonight is that tonight there's going to be the roll call vote. So this will be a chance where the delegates for each state will get to report, you know, how many delegates for each candidate came to their state. And this is a chance for the delegates to sort of step to the microphone and have their say. And it's possible that if there was some kind of disruption, it could happen during the roll call vote this evening.
Now, one notable Sanders supporter, comedian Sarah Silverman, talked last night at the convention with Minnesota Senator Al Franken. And here's what she had to say.
I will vote for Hillary with gusto. Continue to be inspired and moved to action by the ideals set forth by Bernie, who will never stop fighting for us. I am proud to be a part of Bernie's movement, and a vital part of that movement is making absolutely sure that Hillary Clinton is our next president of the United States.
Sarah Silverman there last night saying she was a Sanders supporter. Now she will vote for Hillary with gusto. And other Sanders supporters on the convention floor saying last night that she has to make us, she has to earn our vote. And I wonder what you're hearing there from people about what Hillary Clinton would have to do to earn that vote during this week. And this is not a long amount of time, only a couple more days. What has to happen?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I've been asking people that as well. I mean, one thing, you know, I think I've heard a lot more, you know, people can clearly sort of articulate what really bothers them about the way the convention has been run so far. The biggest complaint I've heard from Sanders supporters is that they feel like it's been run like the fight's already over. You know, they haven't actually formally announced the nominee, but every speaker that gets on stage says, you know, it's Hillary Clinton that's going to be our next president, and they feel very dismissed and frustrated by that. They also feel like the pick of Tim Kaine as Hillary Clinton's vice president, who is not as progressive as many of them would like, is kind of, I've heard people describe it as a slap in the face. So as far as what Clinton could do, I mean, I think that I think that, maybe some of it would be, so I've heard some Bernie Sanders say that they just wish that some of the speakers on stage would just merely spend more time talking about how successful and how important Bernie Sanders was to this race. A lot of them feel like they just want that recognition, and they feel like they've been sort of pushed aside and are being kind of taken for granted. So, maybe even just the way that the speakers at the convention are talking about the candidates might help to create some goodwill that doesn't exist right now.
And Claire, just very briefly, do you think that this sort of, I guess you could call it a little bit of a drama going on there, is distracting the focus from repositioning the Democratic target there toward Donald Trump?
I think one thing, too, to keep in mind is that when you look at the polls, a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters in the aggregate are shifting their support to Hillary Clinton. So I think that that's not necessarily going to be reflected in all of the delegates, because the delegates, of course, are people who are sort of, by their very nature of wanting to become delegates, going through that process, are going to tend to be the more activist, the more vocal. But I think that in general terms, even if there are protests or sort of expressions of disunity at the convention, that's meaningful, but it certainly doesn't speak for all Bernie Sanders supporters. And yes, I think yesterday there was certainly a lot of focus on the threat of a Donald Trump presidency. And I will say that even speaking to delegates, I've not talked to any delegates so far that think that Donald Trump would be an acceptable choice. And there are certainly Sanders supporters who say, when it comes down to it, I'll vote for Clinton rather than see Donald Trump win.
Claire, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Claire Foran, associate editor at The Atlantic, where she's been covering the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, joining us there to talk about whether the Democratic Party will unify at this convention this week in Philadelphia.